Hi, my name is John.
And my name's Chris.
And this is Stay on Target.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Stay on Target. We are your hosts, Chris.
And John.
You can find us online at stayontargetpodcast.com and on Twitter.
At JohnWright777.
And ChrisWright250. So, boom. John, this week, I dropped the ball, and actually, we both dropped the ball.
Well, okay, so here's what's actually happening. Like, we're biding our time until next week's review of Titanfall.
Oh, okay.
This Fine. Is what I feel like has happened.
No, like, what has happened is we both forgot to think up a good topic for this week, and actually, nothing really great happened this week. Like, some cool things happened. I'm not saying this is a bad week. I'm just saying that...
Chris, like, why should people keep listening to this podcast right now?
Why they should.
Okay, so we're debuting a new segment.
Yes.
because of all of this indecision that we have in the room right now.
Called What's on Our Minds.
It's called What's on Our Minds. And so if you guys want to just open the door, crack the door, and step inside of the minds of Chris and John, stay tuned to this podcast.
The caffeine-rattled minds of Chris and John.
But first, the news!
The news!
The news!
All right, John, we have several things to talk about today.
We have a bunch.
The first, and the most exciting, I think, is the dashboard update for the Xbox One.
I agree. This is something they've done some pretty awesome
updates.
It's
out now.
Yeah, it's out now. It's like, whenever I booted it up today, it went through the whole loading process and stuff.
You brought some much-needed changes,
man,
to the party system.
To the party system, especially.
I brought Twitch functionality, Twitch broadcasting functionality.
Actually, the Twitch broadcasting doesn't debut until next week.
Well, that's disappointing.
I know. It is, because I thought it did, too, but then it's like whenever I got on the Twitch app, it didn't actually update. It actually goes live before Titanfall next week.
So the main thing is like the friends list, the party system, chats on automatically.
Yeah, whenever you get into a party, you don't have to turn on
chat.
That. Yeah, cross game chat. You can invite someone to a party and only the party.
And doesn't have to be in the game.
Right, you can only invite somebody to the game.
And that stuff was ridiculous. I mean, this is my whole thing with the way that the dashboard currently operated or formerly operated now.
Yeah,
is the fact that like they just took a bunch of cool, awesome things about the Xbox 360 and broke them.
Yeah,
and said, they don't need this. And, still we're missing, much needed things like notifications for when people are online.
That was the biggest one that was missing from this one, that it's like it seems like a pretty like no-brainer thing to do. Just pop their name up at the bottom whenever they get online.
The Xbox Wire post about this, he mentioned, I think, that, and he mentioned, USB storage capability.
Yeah.
And so like that's something that they will add, I think, probably in the fall update. Like,
Do you think it's gonna be summer?
No, I don't think we'll see anything until the fall.
That's a shame, dude. And like it, to me, it's like we have Titanfall coming out, and it feels like they're making these big pushes, like with the Twitch app and with this new dashboard and stuff. They're making this big push for Titanfall, and to kind of miss a couple of things, I feel like that's fine.
Right, but
it's okay for them to
missing,
do that if they can make this deadline.
The things
you know?
That they're missing are not. They're not necessary to play Titanfall and enjoy Titanfall.
Right. Like the party system was.
The party system was, and so was like broadcasting via Twitch. Like that helps push their game if lots of people are on Twitch broadcasting Titanfall.
Yeah, if you can hop on your PC or whatever, or even your PlayStation 4 or whatever. I mean, can you watch anything Twitch
wise? Yeah, you can watch people playing Titanfall on your PlayStation 4 or Twitch
app. There you go. So it's like it's going to be maybe even like a console seller to a certain extent.
Yeah, we'll talk about that a little bit next week. I think we're going to have Derek from D-Train Games on to talk about whether or not Titanfall is done what Microsoft hoped and sold consoles.
Yeah, they've got a lot of money riding on it selling consoles.
For sure.
Do you want to talk a little bit about the Twitch update about that app while we're kind of on that topic?
Yeah, so I guess just the big thing was just the fact that Twitch on both PS4 and Xbox One right now, you cannot, like it will broadcast your voice,
yeah.
but if you're in a party with people, it will not broadcast the rest of the party.
Yeah, for sure.
And I read something online where this was something about the way it processes VoIP calls, which is basically what Skype uses for Xbox One, and the vocal the party system uses on PlayStation 4, and like it just can't
Can't transfer those over and somehow send them out?
I don't know why.
You know, so and I was wondering if it was maybe even like a permissions thing, but you know, that makes sense that it would be like an infrastructure, like actual like the program.
Yeah.
I was wondering if it was like a permissions, like a legal thing where it's like you can't have somebody who didn't give their permission to be broadcast.
Right.
You know, but again, it's, if you don't want to get broadcast, just turn off your mic, sort of thing. So
some more Titanfall news. It's almost an update. I think we talked about this on the podcast where there was a preload available. Like they said that you'd be able to preload Titanfall and then they said they wouldn't. Okay, well, it's the rumor is back again via the page talking about the season pass.
Yep.
There was like a banner that said, you know, preload coming soon.
Yeah.
And while this is what I think, you know, I think we will see it.
Okay.
I think that, you know, over the next week, we will see it.
Okay. I kind of agree with that, but it's like, to me, that negates the any reason like for this particular game, because there's no like bonuses at like if you pre-order or whatever. It negates the idea of going to a retailer and pre-ordering at like GameStop or whatever.
True.
Because there's no incentive to do that.
Well, and like I was watching IGN's or listening to IGN's podcast Unlocked earlier in the week, and that's what they were basically saying. You know, Ryan McCaffrey and everyone there, they were basically saying, hey, we think that this was because of the retailers. Like they retracted the preload because of the retailers were, you know, didn't want to lose sales.
So now in the next week or so, like if we see this like a couple days before launch where you can preload or whatever, won't that still upset them? Like didn't we just delay the inevitable?
We will, but like this is the thing. Like this is the first game on Xbox One that will have allowed preload.
That's true.
And so like no one has set that standard yet. No one has set that expectation. So as long as no one sets the expectation, no one expects it.
See, to me, it's like if we don't do preload, it's going to be so much stress on their servers. It's like you're looking at a hard launch.
Oh yeah, for sure. And it will, like, yeah, you're looking at not being able to play the game till like 3 or 4 in the morning. You're looking at straining the system so hard that, you know, downloading, you know, a 20 gigabyte game could potentially, you know, cause a lot of problems.
I don't anticipate if it's 20 gigabytes and it's like everybody's downloaded at the same time. I don't really anticipate playing it until like 2:30. You know, maybe.
Yeah. And, you know, that's kind of where we're at. But this is the thing, you know, like, all it takes is Titanfall to do this.
Yeah.
And then we will expect it for every single
then
other game.
It's the standard,
then
you know.
It's game over.
Yeah.
You know, and so, like, Microsoft is saying, okay, well, this one will be, you know, we'll come out late with it. We'll say you can preload. But then every other game, you know, the next Call of Duty, you know, whatever else comes out this year, preload will become the standard.
Yeah, which I'm really pumped about, like seeing more of the digital marketplace, like Steam, which is kind of the model for what they're wanting to do with the Xbox One.
Yeah,
you can preload things, and it's like
PS4, you can as well.
Initially, the Xbox One, you know, the design was to not have a disc, not have a Blu-ray drive, and it's like, I feel like to a certain extent that is the direction I want to go.
Right,
and it's like the thing that, you know, if we had retailers that followed like Microsoft's initial plan for the One, where you bought a disc, installed it, and then you were discless from then on, retailers wouldn't really be, you know, struggling in this instance, because it's like, you know, rather than maybe downloading it, it's faster to go and, you know, buy
it. But
then you don't have to use the disc anymore.
Well, you don't need a disc anyway, you know, and the fact that, you know, I guess the thing that appeals to me for this game is like, I want to be able to play another game. And then just like switch and
just
go play
right
a couple
in.
Titanfall matches.
Yeah.
And then go back and play something else and play some Titanfall matches. And so I don't want to have to get up and switch my disc every single time.
Yeah.
I think it's a great idea.
I agree. Okay, so there's also some Titanfall DLC that was announced.
Yes.
This is super cool.
Basically, a season pass is available for $25.
Mm-hmm. Saves you $5.
Yeah, because you'll get 3 DLC packs that can each be bought for $10 each separately.
Yeah, we're inferring the $10 from the, they say, hey, you save $5 if you buy the season pass. So I'm inferring from that, hey, they're each $10 a piece.
Right.
You know, that's
what's cool is also, they also said not only will there be these DLC packs, but we will also release free DLC.
See, I think that might be a little bit like misleading to a certain extent. Everybody kind of took it as free DLC, but I think what they said was it would be like a DLC, like paid DLC, but then like free updates, in which they would give like more like private matches, customizable matches.
Yeah, it's
basically
a title update, but you know, like they're going to. I think it will operate like DLC.
You think?
Oh, they
like,
wouldn't,
will they give you like an extra like map or like what?
Well, they wouldn't use the phrase DLC if it wasn't going to be like, okay, so this is the difference between DLC and a title update. Title update automatically happens and you have to get it in order to play the game.
Okay.
DLC, you can download.
It's optional.
It's optional.
Is that what you're saying?
You download it yourself.
Okay. Now, did they actually say DLC in that phrase?
They said free and paid DLC.
Okay.
Like, I forget where that was. I think it was Vince who said it. And
I'm good with this.
Yeah.
Hey, I mean, that's awesome. And it's like, that's something that they did with, what game was it? What was the last game that we had like free DLC with? I think it was like Mass Effect 3 or something like that. They had some like free DLC.
I mean, a lot of games do have free DLC.
And it's like, it's really good to just like honor your install base, like that initial install base with, hey, here's some free stuff.
Yeah.
And I also dig the fact that there's like no microtransactions, but then again, a lot of microtransactions, you know, like with Call of Duty or whatever, you know, that actually, I buy it.
Well, so. Those are very inconsequential.
To the actual
transactions.
Game.
Those are, yeah. Like you get, you know, skins for your character, gun, yeah. You know, player card, that kind of thing. It's whenever you get down into like microtransactions that help you as a player.
Gotcha.
That's whenever they end up hurting the game in the long run.
Gotcha. For sure.
We also have Arkham Knight. Batman yes. Arkham Knight has been revealed.
Announced.
This is the third and final game in the Arkham series developed by Rocksteady.
Yes.
Arkham Origins, which came out this past year, was not developed by Rocksteady.
Right. I think that was, I forgot who.
So basically
that
the order will go, like it chronologically will go.
Origins.
Origins, mm-hmm. Blackgate.
Not Blackgate, it would be
Arkham Origins. Arkham Origins, Blackgate.
Oh gosh, yeah,
Arkham
you're right.
Arkham Asylum.
Okay.
And then Arkham City,
yep.
And now Arkham Knight.
Yep. You are 100% right. And so, like, I'm super excited about this game. The trailer looks amazing, and it's really nice to see Rocksteady back on the franchise.
Yeah.
You know, I, the only problem I have with it is it's the finale. Like this is
the last one.
Yeah, this is the last one of their story. Like this is the last like Batman.
But I appreciate
story
that. You know, like you know, you think about these franchises. You know, not necessarily Call of Duty. I don't know a lot of people who like. Well, even Call of Duty, like they restrict those to three, you know, episode
right.
installments. You know, you've got
right.
Modern Warfare 1, 2, and 3.
Right.
And the arc is done. We're not going back to it.
Right.
You know, we'll have probably Call of Duty Ghosts 1, 2, and 3. We'll probably have another Black Ops, you know, at some
yeah.
point. But anyway, like the trilogy format works, you know, even if we're not happy that it's done, I think putting an end cap on it is a good thing because
right.
it's like, okay, that makes this even more special. And
true.
It doesn't necessarily mean
that's
that true. That WB won't license it out to other studios. It just means that this, you know, series of games, you know, is over.
Right.
From
their
Rocksteady.
Narrative, that Rocksteady's narrative that they wanted to tell, you know, is
and they've got
complete.
Some really, really cool updates. You know, like
yeah.
it'll be a bigger city,
yeah.
bigger streets so that you can drive the Batmobile.
Drive the Batmobile.
Summon it at any time.
I'm super excited about that aspect of it. Like, even in the trailer, there's this moment where it's, like, driving by itself and he jumps in and it's like,
yeah.
I want to experience that. And you know that, you know, because it's Rocksteady and, you know this is going to be great.
Yeah,
so.
I'll post the trailer in this post on stayontargetpodcast.com.
Awesome.
The other cool thing is they said that there's more bad guys on screen, more thugs.
Yeah.
They can have up to 50 thugs on screen at the same time. Which
is
means,
nuts.
Like all those combos that you're working on, you know, like you're not restricted to, you know, I don't even know, like how many were in City, like max probably on
oh,
screen.
Man, I have no idea.
I know in Arkham, though, like the one where it had the most guys was in that hallway right before you go see the Joker.
Yeah.
And you know, you actually got an achievement for beating them all up if you
right.
beat them all up. And that was maybe 20 guys, you know,
yeah.
at max. And
yeah.
they're all just kind of standing there doing whatever in a confined space. That's the only way they were able to do it.
Right. And what's interesting about this is like the next gen games is like, you know, because this is on the next gen system, they've also been working on this for longer, you
yeah.
know, for a long period of time here. And so it's like, it's going to be really fun to see this come and, you know, see what they've got, play as Batman,
yeah.
put on the cowl one more
the
time.
The trailer was so like, it looks so good. And like, it honestly just makes you want to see a mocap Batman movie.
That would be awesome.
Like, it doesn't have to be a live-action Batman movie. It can be something like we just saw in the trailer.
That would be awesome. And it could be, you know, something like that would be able to be less like, you know, you wouldn't have to go for as much, like, gritty realism as, like, Nolan films or anything
right.
like that did. You could go for more of that comic style, so.
If you pre-order, I don't know what I was thinking
in my
brain just then. If you pre-order, you can play as Harley Quinn, I think, on some challenge maps. And
maybe even some story content too.
Well,
like,
they didn't say story content.
Didn't Catwoman have some story content with City?
She did, and she was pre-order. So
yeah.
you're right. Like I could
like
see
that
happening.
That.
The one thing that they didn't list, they listed the bad guys, and they did not list the Joker as a bad guy.
Yeah. Well, yes.
Well, yes. I haven't played City yet, so you shut your mouth.
Okay, it's shut.
We have some movie news. First,
cool.
The Hunger Games.
Yep.
Catching Fire comes out this Friday.
Yeah, the Blu-ray.
Actually, today. So you're listening to this podcast releases on Friday. Yeah, released today. So go.
Hopefully, you're listening to this while you're in your car on your way to go buy Catching Fire.
Actually, and on Amazon, I think it was $20 most of the week. It has been so far.
Okay, so buy it on Amazon then. Hopefully, you're listening to this on your computer and you can just jump over and then buy it on Amazon.
We have a review for that we did. I'll post that in this article as well.
Cool.
We did that earlier in the year whenever it was in theaters, but a review for Catching Fire.
Perfect.
There's also a new trailer for Transformers 4 Mark Wahlberg, and it looked amazing.
Okay, so this to me, let's just spend a tiny bit of time on this one.
Okay.
To me, it's like, I feel like this is a reboot of the franchise. Like, none of the new characters, some time has passed, and it's like you don't know how much time has passed. It's like, but some definite, things have happened.
Right.
And from the trailer, it seemed like they were looking for Optimus Prime. I don't know. There was this whole backstory.
Yeah, I mean, it's
to
called
it.
Transformers Extinction, and I think there's a couple of references there. First, it looks like they've been out of action for a while and they haven't been needed. In Transformers 3, whenever they got rid of the Decepticon invasion, it looks like Earth has either been at peace for a while, and I guess the government or whoever has decided we just don't need Transformers anymore, or maybe they developed some kind of technology to. That they didn't need Transformers anymore. And so there's that reference. There's also the reference, in the trailer, there's a T-Rex.
Dude, there's a
T-Rex Transformer.
There is a robot T-Rex.
Yeah, that's
incredible. How much cooler can you get?
You can't get any cooler than that.
I feel like that's that is if you want to just blow the top off of a movie or blow the top off of anything,
just throw a T-Rex.
Put a giant mechanical T-Rex in it.
For sure.
A robot T-Rex.
Automatically my favorite movie of the summer.
I mean, really. It's like... That's like Oscars right there.
Just. Yes. Automatically.
Instant Oscar.
Best actor, the T-Rex Transformer. Well, it's happening next year.
Movies would have to be pretty dang bad for that.
That's true.
The CG.
I mean, you never know, man. Last year was an exceptionally good year for movies.
That's true.
We were spoiled last year.
That's true.
Actually,
we were.
Not for most of last year, just for the last half of last year.
Yeah, that's true.
Anyway, so back to the Transformers trailer. So it looks really, and I love Mark Wahlberg.
Oh man.
And even you just see the first few shots in the trailer, oh my gosh, Michael Bay, say what you will about him and his attitude or his ability to speak in public
or his use of just convenient, oh, we're sliding down the building now.
Right.
This is an amazing,
but he directs beautifully. His shots are beautiful. Everything's just, it looks really good.
Fluid is the best way everything moves.
All
so
he has
well.
To do is put a slow motion helicopter or something like that, and I'm like, yes.
People rappelling out of a slow motion helicopter.
Oh my goodness. And if it's silhouetted against the sky,
oh my
gosh. The setting sun,
oh my gosh.
Even better.
It's the best.
So, yeah.
Oscar. Instant Oscar right there. Just.
Yep. Best director, 2014, Michael Bay.
Oh my gosh. Oh, anyway, so yeah, it looks great. I'm super excited to go see it. It looked like it had some pretty heavy duty actors in it. Rather than I feel like the first Transformers, we got set up with Shia LaBeouf, and who wasn't incredibly huge at the time. And
it'll be cool to see it with an actor like Mark Wahlberg bringing some extra weight to it. And it looks like some emotional weight because he has kids, and he's the focus this time, not the kid.
Yeah.
So this feels a little different than that, which is really cool.
Looks a little more like it's matured, a grown up as a series.
Yeah, I'll post this trailer on Stay on Target Podcast as well. You reviewed the Tomb Raider comic in J.R. John's comic run this week.
Yes, I did, and it was my pick last week.
Tomb Raider number one came out this week.
It did.
Oh, wait, no. Last week,
yes, last week.
So,
it was really good. You should definitely check out my review of it in John's Comic Run. And you should pick it up for sure. It basically picks up right after the game ended, maybe a month or so after. And the characters who survived, not going to spoil anything, are spread across the Earth, and then they're reacting to things a little bit differently.
Right.
If
you want our review
happen.
Of the Tomb Raider Definitive Edition, we did that a few weeks ago. I'll post
that's
that in the
true.
Podcast as well.
Boom, dude.
We're developing a pretty good you know, repertoire of, you know, content we've done.
It's really,
so we're able to link to all
really
this stuff.
It's really good. I feel like, you know, and be able to go back and like reference it and know things about it.
Right. So if you want to pick up the definitive edition, you can do that, kind of catch up with where the story is. Or do they need to have played the game in order to pick up with this comic?
No, it spends the first couple, like a couple of pages. At the very least, you know, kind of emotionally what happened. And you may not know the specifics of it. It may not spoil things. Again, you find
should
out
you
like,
read the comic
who survives.
If you want to play the game, should you read this comic before you play the game?
I mean, if it's in your tray and you're like going to play it tomorrow or whatever, go ahead and play it first.
Yeah.
But if you're, it's like, oh, I'll play that next year, or I'll play that next 6 months from now, go ahead and pick up the comic. It's going to be fine. And the interesting thing about it is it's supposed to be a little bit, cause you know, the game takes place on one island, you know, one location. This is a bit more of a globe kind of trotting type of a story.
Yeah.
So
some TV news now, This is one of my favorite TV shows.
Okay.
Of all time, I think.
Okay.
Right now. And hasn't even finished yet.
Yeah.
True Detective.
Oh, dude.
On HBO.
So this is a TV show that I've been excited about since they like announced that it was like going to be a
thing.
Yeah,
and I didn't know you were excited about it.
And so like I don't have cable and I don't have HBO,
and I've been
obviously
recording it on my DVR.
And I had no idea. It's like, yeah.
Actually,
I should have been
going
over to your place
like,
and
watching. I have on demand, like HBO on demand. You could probably watch it on you know, come over and we could just catch up.
Okay. I'm down with that.
Yes. It's a great show. So this is the thing. The finale is this Sunday.
Okay.
On HBO. And it does have, like, it's rated, it's a mature, you know, so if you're like under, you know, 17, 18, don't go watching this show, kids.
Right.
Stay out of the TVs. Don't you be clicking on this.
Don't you be watching The True Detective. Watch The Lie Detective.
Sure. But this show, so good.
Yeah.
And episode 4 ends with a 6-minute long tracking shot that rivals, in my opinion, the 7-minute long tracking shot in Children of Men by Alfonso Cuarón, the director of Gravity.
Who also had a 17-minute
shot in the beginning of Gravity. So, I mean, it doesn't rival that one, but it rivals the
Children of Men.
Children of Men shot, yes. It's just it's a great, I mean, it has now Academy Award winning Matthew McConaughey in it as the detective Rust Cole.
Right. And hasn't he said that he's not going to do, like, after the Academy Awards, didn't he say he's, like, not on for season 2 or something?
Well, this is the thing. That was never the plan in the first place.
Right.
Like, this show, American Horror Story, kind of does this. So if you kind of know what's going on there, it kind of does this. But so, like, their idea for the show is that every single season will feature different actors and different big name actors. And I was reading an article in Entertainment Weekly about this before it even came out. It was an interview with McConaughey and Woody Harrelson. And basically McConaughey specifically said, if this had not been just a one season commitment, I would not have said yes.
Hmm.
Which means that this show would not be as good as it is. Because a large part of why it's successful is because of his acting.
Yeah.
And the way that he interacts with Woody Harrelson.
Yeah.
And I would assume the same thing is true of Woody Harrelson. You know, maybe not to the extent of Matthew McConaughey. Matthew McConaughey likes to do movies. He's, you know, doing Interstellar this next year.
Oh my
and
gosh, I'm so excited.
Actually, I think that might be in post-production already. But, you know, like he's, especially after he's won this Academy Award and the body of work that he put together this year alone.
Man, he wants to do some movies.
Last year alone. Yeah, he wants to do some movies. And so, you know, True Detective is kind of just an end cap on the kind of year that he had over the past year.
Yeah.
And that it shows that, you know, this Academy Award winning performance with Dallas Buyers Club and, you know, like his more grittier performances with Mud and things like that, like that they are not a fluke.
Right.
And that he is a great actor.
That he 100% earned that Academy Award for sure.
So season 2 will, you know, supposedly focus on two brand
completely
new
different detectives. Yep.
Completely different story, completely different director.
Yeah.
Like, just whole new thing. And but the thing that, you know, while that's sad because this is such a great series right now with these actors and this director, like, the thing that's really cool about it is the fact that, hey, we're probably going to get some more big name actors to be in the second season of this.
Oh, definitely,
especially
with the success of this season. And to me, it's like, I feel like whenever you make a decision like that, and even whenever you make a decision like to have less episodes in a season, it makes things move. It makes the narrative. It drives it forward. You don't have to have like a will they, won't they thing, because it's like, of course you're gonna pay off everything you set up by the end of the season.
Everything, like, this is, I'm on episode 6. I'm personally, like, myself and Dee Dee are going to watch. Dee Dee's my wife. Going to watch. I don't know. People might not know. We're gonna watch this on Sunday. We're gonna watch them right in a row. You know, like, so I'm gonna watch the one from last week right before the one from this coming week premieres.
Yeah.
And, but like having just, yeah, just it's the fact that it's only 8 episodes. You don't have really time to waste.
Right.
And if you waste time, then that makes it a terrible show.
Exactly. And then you don't have a, you don't have the, okay, well, are we gonna find out this season or next season? It's like everything, it's going to wrap up this season. And while there still may be questions or whatever, those questions, you know, that they're just going to hang.
I love this format. It's basically just like an 8-hour long movie is what it is.
It's great.
And it's, it's really, really good. If you have a story that's, you know, can be told in that length of time, then...
This would have been a good Operation Countdown. I'm not going to lie.
It probably would have, but that's okay. It's news. Flash started filming this week.
Yes. Which, super excited about that. You know, we'll see.
When is the actual premiere? Is it not till this fall?
I'm pretty sure it's the fall. Sure it's fall.
Like, are they going to film this whole season?
I don't know. I don't know. I honestly don't. But I know that, you know, Grant Gustin, who is The Flash, tweeted out and he said, hey, we just did day one and it was great.
So what if... Okay, do you think they filmed the premiere? Or do you think they filmed some more content for Arrow for this season?
That's a good question. I mean, we may see some of it, but I kind of doubt we'll see anything else of Flash on Arrow.
Yeah.
I really do.
Well, they were planning on bringing him back later in the season on Arrow.
Right, as like a backdoor pilot, but then they just decided to do his own pilot.
Yeah.
So maybe this is just for the pilot episode, and then, you know, we'll maybe come back maybe in the summer or something like that and do the rest. But I don't know. I literally, it just seems like a long time to wait between like the first day of filming to like air it in the fall. So we'll see.
Yeah, for sure. The last bit of news is that the Lego movie, or a second Lego movie, has been greenlit for 2017.
Yep.
And that makes me very happy.
Yes, dude. It's going to be awesome.
Lego movie was amazing. You can check out our review of the Lego movie. I'll post that in the podcast as well.
Another plug there.
And then, also you can check out, if you're interested in The Flash, we talk about the Arrow every single week. Catch up on that. We have Arrow on Target, another podcast /video
series.
What do you
want to
call it? Series on YouTube. Yeah. Like every single night after Arrow airs at 8:30, we will be on YouTube live streaming our thoughts about the previous episode. That's the news.
What's on our minds?
All right, this is a new segment that we have begun now. This is the inaugural segment.
We're committed to it.
Yeah.
Because we didn't come up with anything else this week.
So we're going to talk about a bunch of stuff.
Yeah.
It's it's going to encompass a lot of topics.
Throw up all of our brain thoughts into your ear drums.
All right, Chris, let's start off with comics.
All right.
This is one that I'm good on, and you're like not.
Yeah, so let's lay out the sitch here.
Okay.
For me.
So the situation.
Yes, the situation. I'm gonna abbreviate everything this time.
The sitch.
But this is the sitch.
What's the sitch on the comms?
Yes. I am very far behind on everything.
Yep. And by everything, like it's not like you're caught up on like Batman and Superman.
Correct. I am not caught up on anything. I'm about a year behind on Superman and Action Comics. I am like 2 years behind on Batman.
That's like 24 issues
Wonder Woman
right there.
And Detective Comics.
Yep.
And I've been going through some of the pre-New 52 comics.
Why are you pre-New 52? This is the question.
Yeah, the larger question is why am I pre-52 and why am I still buying these comics? Every single week. This is a topic of shame for me. I don't feel good about myself.
Right on.
And I...
Listen, Chris.
Yeah.
There are probably a number of people who are in your boat, and there's a lot of arguments to be made for
Listen, you're enabling me right
now. I
am. You need to set me straight.
I'm sorry, I'm justifying this because I'm saying like there are a lot of people who will like wait until an entire story arc is done and then read through the entire story arc.
You're right, that's what I'm doing.
But at this point, for you might just need to become a trade paperback or trade hardback dude.
That's actually what I was thinking about.
You really probably need to just do that. Because it's like at this point it's like it doesn't really save you money, but at least it doesn't have any ads.
Let me tell you
things.
What I'm thinking about doing, all right? I'm thinking about catching up.
Okay. You're thinking about this, though. You're not actually actively doing it.
I am actively reading pre-New 52 comics.
Man, you got like 3 years to go through here.
So this is what I'm thinking about. And then deciding which ones I'm like, and I don't want to read these every week, every month. I don't want to read these every month.
So,
and paring it down.
So here's the thing. I would suggest to you.
I need to power through them real fast.
I don't know about this. Because I would suggest to you, and I would suggest to anybody who's like getting into comics or who happens to find themselves in the position that you are in, I would suggest picking one current title, jumping in and staying current
this
with one title.
This is the problem.
Every month.
This is the problem. I'm so far behind that it's just a daunting idea of catching
up. I know, right?
That's why I haven't like, no, I'm like, dude, oh man, I got to read all 20 of these comics right now.
Just like pick Batman, Thor, like Black Widow, just pick something and then just start. Just like buy, like get the most current issue or whatever and just dive in.
Yeah.
Just, you know, spoilers.
So here's the other problem too. Like some comics I did read the first ones of, but I forgot to put on my pull list, so I'm way behind on them.
Yeah.
And I wish I had been picking
up. You could pick up the trades.
Superman.
Wonder Woman
Unleashed.
Oh, Superman Unleashed. Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah, and then Batman Black and White.
Okay, Batman Black and White is really good as well. But that is it's less of like an ongoing story and more of like kind of like one shot kind of esque things, right?
Yeah, for sure. But so that's the thing. Like, do I, you know, try to go find these back issues or do I pick up the trade? I already have like the first two issues of Batman Black and White and they were amazing.
You could probably pick up the,
I think they're on issue 7 right now.
You could probably find them.
So I need to find, you know, 3 through 6.
And you might actually save some money on it that way too. You know? Maybe. If you can catch them on like a sale weekend or something.
So those I like. Yeah. Well, where would I find these at?
You could go to, I mean, there's a number of different comic shops and things.
So just go to my local comic shop.
Go to your local comic shop. Or there's two around here that I would suggest going to.
Okay.
So.
All right. We can talk about that later.
Okay. So my problem with comics here, like, you know, is that like if I try to not like read a lot about some of the like newer ones that come out, the new series and that sort of thing, because if I am marketed these comics,
yes,
I will buy them, and they become a lot of comics and a lot of like expensive things,
like Superman,
you know?
Wonder Woman.
Like I
pick that up every week?
I do pick that up now.
Do you need to be picking it up every week?
I mean, it's like I love it. It's a really good comic, and it's got really good art.
So should I have been picking this up every week?
Yes,
and reading it.
Yes, you should have. See, the thing is, like, I did, like, over the first year, whenever I'm diversifying, and this was my, like, initial hesitation to diversifying into, like, other publishers other than DC, was that I would just get hooked. And it's like, I am hooked. I'm hooked on, like, you know, Black Widow, Thor is really good, and that's right. I haven't gotten on a Hawkeye, but as soon as I get on to Hawkeye, I'm going to be, you know, I'm going to be hooked on that. I know it. And anyway, so there's those kind of, like, comics. There's Tomb Raider now that just came out and stuff. So there's, like, lots of comics on other publishers that I will get hooked on if given the chance, but it's like a lot of times I just try to like bury my head in the sand, not listen about like new comics.
That's
because
terrible.
Otherwise I will end up buying all of the comics,
all the comics,
all
in
the
world.
Comics, and like going bankrupt because I'm buying all of the comics. So
yeah, so I guess, you know, that's where we're at with comics.
Yes.
And I don't know, like I'll have to give an update
whenever you catch up.
I catch up,
or decide which one ongoing that you want to start. Like,
I'm gonna pick up more than one.
Okay,
like there'll always be Batman and Superman.
Okay,
it's just which one of the other ones do I want to get rid of?
No, there you go. Well, just purge them all, and it's like, you know, that sort of thing.
Just a clean break.
Yeah, dude, just everything.
Right, I'm gonna catch up.
Okay,
I'm starting this weekend.
Cool.
I'm finishing up like a couple. Well, this is my other problem. Let's talk about this for a second. So I'm finishing up some of these new 52, like pre new 52 comics.
Yeah.
For some reason, pre new 52, I was picking up JSA All Stars.
Yeah.
Why? I don't know. I think it's because it had Power Girl in it, mm-hmm. and since I loved the Power Girl comic so much, mm-hmm. I was gonna pick up that comic.
Which
and
it doesn't necessarily ring true, because like every Batman comic isn't like Batman's my favorite, you know, favorite hero, but it's like every Batman comic, I don't need to be picking up everyone because like some of the writers I just don't mesh with.
Right.
Some things like that, you know.
Well, here's the thing. What do I do with them now? I'm thinking about just getting rid of them. They're taking up space in my boxes.
Dude, yeah.
I don't think I'll ever read them ever
again. You
could again.
Sell them.
Take them back to the comic shop and sell them?
Like sell them back to the comic shop.
Should I sell
and,
them
like,
on eBay?
Either one or the other, but then, you know, literally just take that money and put it into some, you know, the new ongoings that you're going to pick up.
Yeah. I thought about that. I also think I want, so like, apparently there's a Power Girl trade that I didn't pick up called World's Finest. Like,
yes.
This is new 52.
Yes, this is new 52.
Second wave.
It's like It's Power Girl and it's Huntress. Yeah. And so like both of which are awesome characters. I didn't pick up that title, but whenever I saw it, I was like, Chris needs to be picking this up because he loves Power Girl.
So what if I go trade in my JSA All-Stars for that?
You could try
novel.
That. You could try that for sure. I think that would be a good trade, a good decision.
Yeah,
good
decision. That's what I'm gonna try to do. So anyway, you know, that's kind of what's going on with us on the comics front. I have another issue, John.
You have another issue, other than comics.
Other than comics.
Okay.
All right. So we're doing a lot more YouTube content now.
Yes.
And I have all these ideas in my brain about what I want to do.
Yep.
And I just don't have time to do them.
Yeah. Yeah. This happens to a lot of people, Chris. It's called being creative.
Oh.
It's called having a creative
so
personality.
You're saying I just leave these ideas by the wayside?
What I'm saying is you pick one, focus on one, and then just like go for it.
All right.
And knock
well, we
that
are
one
doing
out
that.
Of the park.
We recorded some Minecraft videos this week.
This is true.
And hopefully I think they'll be up by next week.
Yes, and there's going to be something special about them that I'm super excited about.
Oh, what is this?
The intro.
Oh, yeah.
I'm super excited about it. So
well, that's
whenever,
just because we worked on that today.
Yes, but whenever you come, whenever we finally bring out these videos and we announce them on the podcast,
yes.
Make sure you guys at least go check it out, you know, and see that intro.
Yep.
And even if you have no interest in Minecraft, even if you have no interest in guys, you know, tromping around through mines, at least go in and listen.
Tromping around through mines.
At least go and listen to the intro, you know, of those videos.
Yes,
so.
For sure. So anyway, I mean, you know, I don't know. Like, I just, you know,
so
hopefully.
So, you know, what are some of these ideas? Do you want to talk about them on the podcast here?
I do not, because what if they don't
What if
end
they
up
don't
happening?
ever materialize? Yes. Well, I was about to say we could like yeah I don't know I feel like you might need to you know pick like three.
They're gradually happening.
Well, I think that's the key is like always just make progress, man. Yeah. Always just make progress on those things
in life.
Yeah.
Cool.
Well, I mean, like, well, what was it? You know, a year ago or whatever, we didn't have a podcast, and
that's
now we
true.
Have a podcast.
Now we have two podcasts.
Yeah, we have two podcasts.
And we're posting regular John's Comic Runs.
That's true.
We're doing now regular live shows of Arrow on Target.
Yep.
And that's going up on YouTube.
Yeah.
A year, a lot can happen.
A lot can happen. So it's like
we could be a multi-billion-dollar corporation next year. That's what you're saying.
That would have to be like the fastest like logarithmic, you know, like graph.
I want
chart
to be
ever.
Interviewed
just skyrocket, man.
By Forbes magazine a year from now saying, "How did you do it?"
I want to be on the cover of Time.
And I will say, "I don't know." And I have no idea how to replicate it. I'm sorry for all you entrepreneurs out there.
I have no wisdom.
I have little to no wisdom to impart upon you, my son.
I just said yes to a lot of things.
Yes. I just never said no, guys. It's all that happened.
Oh, man.
So, yeah. Anyway.
That's another random thing to talk about.
Yes.
So.
If you have any random things to talk about, to discuss, I have come up with two now.
No, I don't think so. I don't think
you don't. We did preface this with like, we're going to talk about a lot of things. And now we've talked about two.
We could talk about art. Like, talk about well, like just.
That
you know,
sounds awful. I just wanted to throw up just now a little bit in my mouth. I just kind of like,
oh,
you know,
man.
I don't know.
We talk about art all the time, though. We talk about, you know, we talk about video games and the art there,
okay,
and comics
fine, yes.
and the art there.
I thought you were talking like fine art you find in a museum.
Well, that's kind of what I was thinking, but, you know.
All right, how do you do that on a podcast? I think this looks like very colorful with broad brushstrokes.
You know what I suspect? I suspect
and
if you.
It's very
if you,
impressionist painting.
If you were to type in on iTunes, fine art, that there would be a number of podcasts about fine art. I
this
guarantee
is a project.
That there
I'm
going to
do that right now. You keep talking.
Okay. I'm not sure what I should talk about here. Fine art, fine.
This is the worst show ever.
I feel like the segment should just be like, this is the one time
should
we do
over
this segment.
Right now? That's
yes,
kind of what should happen,
that's
probably.
That's very true.
I just typed phone art, F-O-N-E, into...
I thought you meant P-H-O-N-E,
oh, that
as in
too.
Like art on your phone.
Right. Fine art, there's a...
Quite a few, right?
No.
No?
Not really.
Not
There's
really?
A tattoo podcast,
That's
prank
okay.
audio tour,
okay.
Boston
These are
Museum
all
of Fine Art.
Okay, there
oh, wait.
You go.
Here's,
there
here's
you go.
Blackburn Fine Art. What is the description for this?
I feel like there's...
Technical information demonstrations on acrylic painting and printmaking.
Boom, dude. There's fine art podcasts out
it's
there.
True. It's true.
All right, anyway. We should probably just wrap up this segment.
Yeah, I think this is done. So,
done. those are all the thoughts that were pouring out of, you know, you just stepped into into our minds from our, and
yes, from our caffeine rattled brains, riddled. That's the word I was looking for. Our caffeine riddled brains.
Oh, I thought rattled was good. You like, it's like you shake your head and something's rattling around in there.
Okay, fine. It can be caffeine rattled brains. Good. I like it. The important thing is to have an opinion.
That's true.
Even if people don't agree with it.
That's true. It's true. All right, so that wraps up this episode.
Yes. You can check us out online at stayontargetpodcast.com. There's a couple things we have up there right now.
Yeah.
We have a John's Comic Run where he reviews Tomb Raider. We talked about that earlier.
Boom.
We also have an unboxing video of South Park, The Stick of Truth, Grand Wizard Edition.
That one was hilarious. That video was amazing because it's you and it's Josh Fulton, Fultron, who has actually been on the podcast a number of times before.
Yes.
It's really funny because it's just like, it's like you're sitting here doing the unboxing video and Josh is like you know, the Muppets, the old guys up in the, you know, the back up there. It's like he's those guys making a joke and, oh, you know, eating granola bars, whatever, you know, it's pretty awesome.
He was munching away on that granola bar pretty hard.
I was sitting in a cafe, a fairly like hip cafe here in Nashville. While I was watching it, I was laughing and just like I was getting weird stares from like all the hipster people that were in there.
That's awesome. I'm glad you enjoyed it. But you should watch it. It comes with some pretty cool goodies, and you can see us take that out on the video. I'll post that in the podcast as well. Not take that out, John. We don't take those out in public.
All I can think of is the Seinfeld episode where you know, he took it out.
He took it out. Yes. If you haven't followed Seinfeld,
we should link to that.
We should link to yeah. I'm pretty sure there's no full episodes of Seinfeld anywhere
online.
Nine
seasons, you know?
Bootleg them, maybe. They're not on Netflix. Catch it on a rerun.
Yeah, for sure.
But anyway, you can check us out on stayontargetpodcast.com. We also have Arrow on Target. Lots of stuff online. You should just go there. Kind of peruse around. So that's it for this time. We'll see you next time on
Stay on Target.